I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, is a condition that occurs when a blood clot forms in a vein deep inside a part of the body. Dr. Matthew Wooster is here to provide details about the diagnosis, treatment, and reducing the risk of this condition. Dr. Wooster is an associate professor of surgery, and he's a vascular surgeon at MUSC. Dr. Wooster, help us understand the basics about this condition.
DVT is a blood clot or a blockage in the veins, typically in the leg, and it restricts the ability of the body to allow blood to return to the heart, typically causing swelling, pain, and occasionally redness or discoloration of a lower extremity.
And is this potentially a serious condition when it develops?
It can be. Fortunately, most DVTs are relatively minor and have very little consequences, but in a small percentage of people, they can be both life and limb threatening. So occasionally they can be severe enough to restrict the blood flow to the leg that can put you at a risk for an amputation if not treated emergently. And there's also a risk of the blood clots breaking off and going to the lung.
And what causes DVT, and who is at increased risk of this condition?
Yeah, blood clots come from a combination of factors, with the predominant ones being having a genetic predisposition, having any sort of immobilization for longer periods of time, and then dehydration can come with it as well. So any sort of injuries to the vein or reasons for the blood to not be moving the way it normally would put you at an increased risk for developing a blood clot.
Tell us a few more details about symptoms of DVT.
The most common symptom is swelling, typically of the lower extremities, sometimes of the arms, if you were to get a blood clot in the arms. Other symptoms that can go along with it include discoloration of the skin, most commonly a redness, but occasionally tending into a violaceous or blue color or even a pale white color. And then discomfort, pain, especially with movement of the leg.
And when someone has these symptoms and they're concerned, is it a situation that requires immediate medical attention?
Yeah, so if these symptoms were to arise, the best thing to do is to either call a primary care provider or go to an urgent care or ER to get an ultrasound done of the lower extremity, ideally within the first 24 hours to lower the risks of having larger problems.
And what's the treatment for DVT?
Treatment for the DVT has a fairly large range, actually. The most common treatment that almost all patients will get is anticoagulation or use of a blood thinner to help reduce the burden of the clot. But for patients who have progressed to a severe enough level of impairment, they can actually have catheter-based procedures, typically called aspiration thrombectomy or mechanical thrombectomy, to help remove the clot more quickly and improve patients' symptoms.
Dr. Wooster, what can be done to reduce the risk of getting DVT?
The things that we can do to lower our risk for DVT, number one, first and foremost, is to try to maintain adequate hydration. We know that dehydration is associated with an increased risk for blood clots. Any form of immobility, so especially people who tend to sit at their desks for long days or perhaps drive long distances routinely, it's best to try to take breaks and get up and move around throughout the day. And then another very common one that often doesn't get discussed is trying to maintain a normal body weight. We know that any increase in obesity increases people's risk for developing blood clots.
Dr. Wooster, thanks for this information about DVT.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.